Okay, welcome to Maseches Bechoros, and we are Bechoros Dav Beis. This cycle of the Daf Yomi, there's no more appropriate daf to learn today on Erev Pesach than Bechoros Dav Beis, where we go talk about and touch on a little bit relating to all the mitzvahs of this Pesachta. This Pesachta covers all the dinim of Bechor relating to the three areas where we have mitzvahs related to Bechor. The first parak is about Bechor Behema Temeah, the Bechor of a non-kosher animal that only applies to a donkey. There are no other non-kosher animals that have any relevance or status in halacha, except for the firstborn donkey. We'll have to talk about why. That's the first parak. Why is that done first? Because it's the smallest area of halacha, right, out of all of them. So that's why we just do it first and get it over with, and that is why it is... It is first. That's the first Rashi in the Masechta. V'hai denokat chamor v'lo nokat para b'farish b'pirkat t'nyana. We'll see in the second parak on Daf Yud Gimel. De'aydi de'zutra mili de'petar chamor pasik v'shadilei v'kalinich pirkat mar v'b'char b'heba tahora. Okay, Rashi says we do that first because it's a smaller area of halacha. First we have b'char b'heba t'meya, which is the smallest area, and that's about a firstborn donkey. Then the second parak, third parak, fourth parak, fifth parak, the next four parakim that we have are related to Bechor Behema Tahora, the firstborn of certain kosher animals. That itself also is a little larger discussion of the Masechta, and we know that is a karban. We'll talk about all the different statuses, why we don't have that bizman hazeh, but that is Bechor Behema Tahora. That's the second area of halacha. Two. Number three, we have the third topic related is Perek Zayin is Mumin, different psulim in animals that would prevent the Kedushas Bechor from kicking in. And once we're on the topic of blemishes and Mumin, so we talk about Mume Adam also, a lot of issues of parallel and differences between Mumin of a person and Mumin of an animal. That is the seventh parak. The eighth parak is about Bechor Adam. Finally, Pidyon HaBen, that's towards the end of the Masechta, and because it is somewhat related, we also have Meiser. Meiser Behemoth at the end of the Masechta, in the ninth parak, these nine prakim of Maseches Bechoros that we will be doing over the next 2 months or so, right, 61 daf in this Masechta, and 60 actually, started at base, so exactly 2 months commitment that we have to Maseches Bechoros. So, let us begin our discussion. First of all, it's just by way of introduction. So as we mentioned, three different mitzvos that are related, Bechor Behema Temeah, Bechor Behema Tahora, and Bechor Adam. Is there any adifus? We'll start off with a cheshuke chemet. If somebody is invited to go to a Petar Chamor ceremony or a Pidyon HaBen, is there any adifus, is there any mitzvah in the hierarchy of mitzvos that one would say one should go to more than the other one? Again, on the one hand, Petar Chamor is very unusual. Pidyon HaBen is only somewhat unusual, right? It's rare. We'll see a Tosfos later on in the Masechta, Be'ezus Hashem, that according to certain Rishonim, a Shech Yanu is said by Pidyon HaBen and not by Bris Milah. That's the Minog in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because Pidyon HaBen is so rare. The Minog in Eretz Yisrael also say a Shech Yanu also by Bris Milah. But it's so rare, so that's why you say it. But Petach Hamar is even more rare. It's halacha lemaisa, Petach Hamar. Just Jews don't own too many donkeys. But if a Jew would own a donkey, and there's the firstborn donkey, and it is a male, and it is a firstborn, and it's a Petach Rechem, you have all of those requirements fulfilled, so then one would do the mitzvah of Petach Hamar. So what happens if, what would be the difference? So he says, well, Rashi says in the Masechta, why is Petach Hamor first? Because it's smaller. Is that mashma that if it wouldn't be smaller, then we should put the other halachas first? Right? Whether it's Bechor Behema Tahora or it's Pidyon HaBen, not 100% clear, but he quotes, there's another daya given there, on Daf Hei, related, on Daf Yud Gimel, that's where, I mean, this Gemara, the beginning of the second parak, that's where this is discussed, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, so there's another daya there that, well, since we learned it from Midrasha, Chaviv Alei, since we learned from Midrasha, right, Amri Rara, if I say Ma'aydi the Chaviv Alei, Kid Rabbi Chanina, what's Chaviv by Rabbi Chanina? We're gonna have a drasha on Daf Hei, why it's, Pidyon Petach Hamor is so Chaviv, it's related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Which reason do you go by? So he says, "Ulai biglal achidish, because there's a chidish of petach chamor." As we'll see, but in a few minutes, maybe the chamor is more chamor, or maybe it's mitzvah nedira, as we said. But he quotes from his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says, "No, all the reasons of the Gemara are just why it was written first, not because why it's more chashuv." And therefore, he doesn't think that's a basis. He doesn't say, therefore, you should go to Pidyon HaBen over, but he says, doesn't think that's a basis for thinking that it would be more chashuv. Okay, either way. Firstborns have been chashuv and the center of attention for centuries, since the beginning of time. We know Rashi already tells us in Bereishis that the firstborns were destined to do the avodah, even before any person did anything. Right, but that was how it was. Right, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov wanted the bechora. He asks Esav to sell him the bechora. Michra chayom is bechora schali. Send me the bechora. What is the bechora? What is the bechora? So we know Chazal tell us the avoda. The avoda. Why do firstborns do the avoda? Because inherently they're first. They come. They have their adifus. And that's what Rashi says in Bereishis, in Parshas Toldos. Michra chayom, bechoroscha, lefisha ha'avoda bebechoros. Amar Yaakov, ein rasha zeh kedai, sheyakriv lakadosh baruch hu. This rasha zeh kedai. And therefore, inherently, there's something unique about firsts. We know Bereishis. Bishul Rashis, Bishul Torah Shenikra Rashis, Bishul Yisrael Shenikra Rashis, right? Bishul Bikurim Shenikra Rashis. Firsts are always chashiv. Bikurim, Truma, Chala, Trumas Meiser. They're all related to firsts, and therefore there is a unique status to all of those firsts. We know the Bali Machshava also relate Bechor to the word Bracha, right? The same letters, which are the letters. That's where he gets a double portion of a Bracha, Bechor and Bracha, and that's what also Yaakov wanted the Brachos of Bechorah. Again, a lot of connection between those words. And obviously get a P Shnayim. That's related to that. And this is also Beferish, the Mishnah in Zvachim talks about the history, right? The last paragraph of Zvachim, if you remember, talks about the history of Avoda in the world and the history of Karbanos in the world. When the world started, you could bring a carbon wherever you wanted. Adam Arishon could bring a carbon wherever you wanted. Kain and Hevel could bring a carbon wherever they wanted. And that's what the Mishnah starts off. Achlo hukam Mishkan. That means the first, couple thousand years in the world. Achlo hukam mishkan hayu habamos mutaros viavoda bibachoros kuf yud beis mabeis. Beginning of the last parak in Zvachim. Avoda was the firstborns. That's who did the avoda. Umisha hukam mishkan. Why did things change? Because there was a mess up. There was a sin. That's why things changed. Umisha hukam mishkan nesra habamos avoda b'kohanim. So the Gemara there, if you remember, discusses what do you mean when the mishkan was built. What about in the time period after the Egel, before the Mishkan? Is it a din in the Egel or a din in the Mishkan? The Mishnah says once the Mishkan was built, the Avodah switched. Right? But either way, that was around that time. It wasn't too long. Rashi Ramban, maybe, was the Mishkan before the Egel or after the Egel. But Bechor is are the original servants. There is a Zohar that the Aruch Chaim Kadosh quotes that says maybe that it's going to go back to the Bechoros in the future. Maybe along with the Kohanim and the Levim, we'll have to wait and see, Be'ez Hashem, for that. Why is there a fast day for Bechoros on Erev Pesach? Why would there be a fast day, right? Many Achronim ask, right? The Bechoros, why? Because Hashem saved them. So they should have to sponsor Kiddush. What do you mean a fast? Why are they fasting? Why? You ought to thank somebody. You don't fast for saying thank you, right? You throw a Kiddush to say thank you. So that's Hodah. So some of Farshim say, no, because every Erev Pesach had somewhat of a Kitrug. Because not only are Bechoros inherently special, but after Makas Bechoros, there was a special debt that Bechoros owed God. Because firstborns were taken out on the night of Pesach, of Yisias Mitzrayim, and therefore the firstborns have even more of a debt to do the Avodah. And yet, we know, Chet Egel, they lost their opportunity. So every Erev Pesach, it's somewhat of a kitrug, somewhat of a prosecutor against firstborn. So the minhag is to fast or to learn a lot of Torah and make a siyum in order to say, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready. We're ready. We want it back. We want to be misaki in the sin of Chet Egel. And that's why the minhag is to fast. Okay. Some words of introduction in general. So now we get into the perek, these first 12 dafim about Peter Chamor, the firstborn donkey. So we know Rashi tells us, the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo that Kol Peter Rechem Li, And related to that, Petach Hamor Tifteveseh Vim Lo Siftevarafto. If I have a firstborn donkey, the halacha is there's no kedusha on that, as we will see. You could have kedusha to a donkey. You could have a status, a chalos to a donkey. So the donkey has a special status. The donkey is Asr Bahana, as we'll see, until we switch it onto something. The Torah says seh. We'll have to see if that's dafka or not. Seh, and you give the seh to the Kohen, and then the donkey is free to work for the Yisrael. If I don't do that, then va'arafto. Then I have to break the neck of the donkey, and I cannot get benefit from it. It's better to do the former, right? That's the Mishnah, that's the last Mishnah in this parak, on Daf Yud Gimel. Lo ratza lefdoso, arfo. But, says the Mishnah, mitzvahs pidia kodemes la mitzvahs arifa. Right? It's better to do pidia, to do pidyon petach hamor, than arifa, than breaking the neck. Shene'amar, im lo sifte va'arafto. Right? If I don't do the pidyon, so then I have to break the neck. And the Gemara lists off also, yibam before chalitza, and geula quotes the other ideas. We have two choices in halacha, which one to do first. Why is it that we have this mitzvah of petach hamor? Why dafka the donkeys? So, discussion of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but this is the Gemara on Daf Hei Amabez. Right, Daf Hei Amabez right here, in a few days from now, but we'll mention it now. Says the Gemara, Amar Bichanina. Rabbi Chanina asks, Manishtanu pitre chamor mi pitre susam v'gamalim. Why do the firstborn donkeys have a special status and not the firstborn horses, firstborn camels? Once you're choosing a non-kosher animal, why the donkeys? Amar Lei says the Gemara, fascinating, a lashon that hardly ever comes up in Shas. Gzeres akasifu. That's the language of the Gemara. Hey, I'm a base. It's a gzeres akasif. The ode, and the only time, one of the only times it says gzeres akasif, it adds a reason. Gzeres akasifu, Hashem told you. The ode, shesiyu Yisrael b'shas itziyasu Mitzrayim. They helped, the donkeys helped B'nai Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim. She'en lecha kol echad ve'echad b'Yisrael, shelo hayu imo tishim chamorim lubin te'unim mikaspa v'zava shel Mitzrayim. Right, there were tons of, everybody had tons of donkeys helping them schlep all of the spoils, all of the booty, so to speak, that they took from Mitzrayim. So, that's the donkeys. So we have, Hakaras HaTov. We have Hakaras HaTov to the donkeys. That's one idea. Again, that's the, maybe it didn't, all that stuff didn't stay with us in the future, but we have a Hakaras HaTov, just like we have a Hakaras HaTov to the dogs. L'yacharas Kelev L'shono. So, L'kelev Tashlichun Osa by the Trefa. Right, every little event in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says elsewhere, is not makapeach schar kol birya, does not take away any reward from any animal, even if it's not the same exact animal, and if it's just the same species, and it's centuries later. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the dogs did a favor for you, be nice to dogs. The donkeys did something special, so you gotta do something with the donkeys. That's what the Bavli says right here. The Yerushalmi, not the Yerushalmi and Bechoros, we don't have a Yerushalmi and Bechoros, right? That was the controversy 100 years ago, when there was a fake. There was a Yerushalmi put out on Kachim, and both the Chavetz Chaim and Rav Chaim Ozer separately, analyzed it and realized that it was a fake. You have to be a pretty big Talmud Chacham to put out a fake Yerushalmi. But again, it was proven to be fake. We don't have a Yerushalmi. There was a Yerushalmi written on Kachim. But the Yerushalmi in Shkalim, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi in Shkalim says, what is the reason? The Meshech Chachma quotes this Yerushalmi in Parsha's bow at the end of this Parsha, Yud Gimel, Ma Shal Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Eliezer, Ma Nishtanu Pitre Chamorim, Atem Mechartem Bechora Shal Rachel Be'esrim Kasef. You sold Yosef, Bechora Shal Rachel Be'esrim Kasef, Af Atem Tnu Ba'ad Bechorchem, Chamisha Shkalim Esrim Geira. Right? So, pay for it, that's the Yerushalmi. It's related to Mechiras Yosef. Good. Big cash on that is, so Levi is Pater from Pidyon HaBen, and Levi is, again, this is the, this is related to Pidyon HaBen. We'll have to get to, Peter HaChamor in a second. He's gonna relate it to Pidyon HaBen. But his mind is trying to, I mean, it's about Pidyon HaChamorim, but it also relates to Pidyon HaBen. So, mind is trying to Pidyon HaChamorim, and the, Meshech Chachma quotes the Yerushalmi and then says as follows: V'hu pela im nenshu avur zem adua sheva Yosef tzorach litim chamesh loim. Yosef was Levi was one of the main players in the sale. So why would Levi be putter? We'll have to see if Levi is pater also from Petar Chamor. But then he explains, let me explain this whole discussion, and again, what does Pidyon Bechiras Yosef have to do? The Gemara asks, but it's not Pidyon Chamorim. So it's a little different. Rav Kubrin points out on the bottom, it's a little different in the Gersa of what we have, but we won't go into the details right now. Says the Meshech Chachma, via Kavana. Hashem, ultimately, there's no change mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu when an event happens in the world. Right? Obviously, Hashem is unchanging. But everything is behind the divine plan. When there's a tzara and a yeshua, it's not that Hashem changed his mind, Rachmana Litzlan, Raka Yagilu Lashem Yisbarach Sha'adam Tzarech Lavo, La Tzaro, Li Natsum Imena. Hashem realized that we needed the Tzara. We needed the Gnus in order to have the Shvach. Right at the Seder, we speak about the Gnus and then the Shvach, because the Gnus we have to recognize and declare was part of the divine plan. Over Prabhi, Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and surely Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, where Hashem tells Avram Avinu, before anything starts, that you're going to be in the land of Shibud. Over Prat Yitzias Mitzrayim, Asher Achnas Aslan Mitzrayim, Haya Begzira Mochletes, Vialze, Nikeres, Nichras, Brisbane Abasari, Avram Avinu, Asher Yitzarach Litin Osan Bechar, Bikura Barzel, Litzari Fosan, Vechulu, Vilachain, Kasher Pasak Hashem Al Kol Bechor, Benevine Yisrael, Vahara Kol Bechor, Ba'adam Vahemema Asher Mitzrayim, Shemizero Ashkacha Pratis Udvegas, Vashem Yisvarach Linevraim, Tziva, Lizikarna Sheyakdishu Kol Bechor, Ba'adam Vahema, When you remember Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, remember why you went in. And that you went in, and that was also part of the divine plan. The Yerushalmi connects Petach Hamor to Mechiras Yosef, Pidyon HaBen, and all. What's the connection? Because it's not just about the donkeys that we took out with us from Mitzrayim. It's about the donkeys that we took in with us to Mitzrayim. That's what the Meshech Chachma says, the message of that Yerushalmi. V'yichres ha-chamor lizkaras ha-chnasasa la-Mitzrayim al yidei ha-chamorim. K'moshim avur b'parshas miketz, v'yisu sivram al-chamorehem. Right, it talks about the chamorim going in. V'yelchum isham, and then he quotes at the end, when the brothers are complaining, lizgoleo aleinu, sapel aleinu, l'kachot zon al-avadim v'schamoreinu, lirmoz, sh'aknisa l'mitzrayim ad ha-yitzi ha-isa shalshelas aruch ha-sibo shonos, asher kulam ke'echad hislachdu l'lamed mifalot tmimdeyim, asher hakol pashkacha miyuchedes. Everything was part of the divine plan, not just the yitziah, but the going in. V'alze yorek kadosh b'chor adam u'petar chamor. And really that connects too, right? Petar chamor, going in, and Pidyon HaBen, which is connected. That is a Meshech Chachma, but again, that's the connection between the two, the Bavli right here on Daf Hey and the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. One final source, and then we'll start the Mishnah, and that is the Aznayim LaTorah. Rav Sorotskin also discusses the Pidyon HaBen element, and he notes, interesting, as we get into Petach Hamar, as we mentioned, has a pidyon and an arifa. What's the zikaron for arifa? Right, pidyon, I understand. Pidyon aben, you have to do something special because of the donkeys. Why, if not arifa? So I'll talk about this also later in the Masechta, when we get to it, the messages of arifa. But says the Azayin LaTorah, there are two elements and mechayvim for Kedushas Bechor. The fact that the firstborn Jews were saved, the fact that the firstborn Egyptians were killed. Chazal tell us they were the worst, they were the leaders, they were the ones that really tortured. And that's why Mida Keneged Mida, they were punished. But really it's two elements. The fact that we were saved, the fact that the firstborn Egyptians were killed. That's Pidyon and that's Arifa. Pidyon Aben is to remember that the firstborn Jews were saved. Arifa, the smiting of the donkey, is to remind us that the Egyptian firstborns were smote. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Pidyon is Kodem La'arifa. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis, as we spoke about yesterday. I think the Tzar Balechayim. Hashem would rather you do Pidyon. If not, you also have the other Zikaron. But that's the Azayim Latorah here also, the end of Bo, Yud Gimel, 13:13. Yisrael, Fine. We continue. But either way, that's the Zayin Latara. Also, the two elements of possibilities of what you're allowed to do maybe relate to the two elements of Zikaron of Bechor. So here we go. Perek Halokeach Ubar Chamoro. Both these prakim, right? Similar to we just had in another Masechta, right? The same, the Perek starts off with the same words. So that's why the two prakim are Lokeach Ubar and Lokeach Behema. Even though both Prakim, first and second parak start off with Hokeach Ubar. You have to have a different name. So the first parak is Hokeach Ubar Chamoro, Shalov Degochavim. The second parak, David Gimel, Hokeach Ubar Paraso, Shalov Degochavim. So that's why the second parak is called Halokeach Ubar Paraso, and the first parak is Hokeach Ubar Chamoro. The second parak has Hokeach Ubar Paraso. Third parak is also Halokeach. Also, Halokech Behema, but that already gets into other issues. That's on Daf Yutes. Halokech Behema, Mino Vikochavim, and after that we get to the other names of the Prakim, the fourth and the fifth. Halokech Uber Chamoro, Shalov Dekochavim. If somebody buys a fetus of a donkey, of an Ovikochavim, right, we just spoke about this at the end of Maseches Chulin, that sometimes the ownership of a non-Jew could prevent the Kedusha, could prevent the Chiv of the Mitzvah. We spoke about that by Zerah L'Chaim and the Keva. We spoke about that by Reishis Hageis, the second and the third to last parak in Chulin. So what about here too? We're going to have to see that also. If a non-Jew owns a portion of the mother, the fetus, so that's what the Mishnah is talking about here. If a non-Jew owns the donkey and the Jew owns the fetus, Lokeach Ubar Chamoro Shalov Dekochavim, as Rashi says on top, Ubechar Hu, it's a bechor. It's still inside. So the guy owns the donkey, the Jew owns the fetus. Vahamocherlo, or the opposite. Or if somebody sells in part of an animal or an animal to a guy, afal pi she'eino rashoi, even though he's not allowed to, we'll have to see. Let's go see why not. That's from Masechet Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a guy. Alochar lo avi sheina rashai va'mishtatef lo. Or if somebody has any type of shutfus between the Jew and the non-Jew, va'mekabel heimenu. Or if it belongs to a non-Jew and Yisrael is just working it. But the deal is that they're going to split the vlados. They're going to split the fetuses amongst them, each other. So again, there's a partnership in the fetuses, even though the goof of the chamora belongs to the ove kochavim. Vanosin lo bekabala, the opposite. You give it bekabala to the guy. In all these cases, the guy has a portion, what's called yad guy beemsa. Right, a guy has a portion of ownership in the mother, in the fetus, and pater mana bechora, and therefore there's a patur from bechora. Shneamar bi Yisrael avolo ba'achirim. As a pater of Yisrael avolo ba'achirim. See Rashi, pater min ha'bechora, im oso ubar shakana v'orad v'kachavim, osha mar chalo v'kachavim, becharu eino kadosh, hol v'yish l'chelek lu'oi kachavim bo o b'imo. Right, if the guy has any portion of ownership, it's a special din, it only applies to Yisrael and not the others, and Rashi quotes, because there are a number of psukim that Yisrael might be referring to. He quotes, this is the pasuk from Bamidbar. Hikdashti li kol bechor b'Yisrael, avalo b'achirim ovdei kochavim. So that is the din. What about, the Mishnah talks about the shufis with a guy. What about the shufis with a kohen or a levi? So the Shulchan Aruch talks about that. Again, we'll have to come back to this. But the Shulchan Aruch says also, Shin Chaf Aleph is the simon in Shulchan Aruch about Bechor Behema Temeya. Everything you want to know about Bechor Behema Temeya has to be learned with Yerodea Shin Chaf Aleph. Third to last Se'if. Chaf Aleph. Shufis kohen or levi, poterbo. Right, Kohen Levi also is Mafkia the Kedusha, that's from the Tur, right, and because that's also not Shel Yisrael here, it's not in the Gemara, right, he quotes from the Tur, De Ein Kulo Shel Yisrael, it's not all Shel Yisrael, and that the Gemara here excludes it from Goy, but also it is excluded Kohen and Levi as well. There is an important discussion on Rashi. Rashi here notes what is the reason why the Gemara throws in Derech Agav, Afa Bishena Rashai, if you sell an animal to the guy, even though you're not allowed to. Rashi says, Kidatanyam Zechel Avodah Zarah, quotes the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudalid, Ein Mochran Lahem Behem Agasa. What is not allowed to sell them, cattle, Behem Agasa? Why? Bebedesha Osa Bamalacha Beshabbos. Because the guy will do malacha with that animal on Shabbos. And therefore what? The Tosfos Yontif points out that that's not the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana of that Gemara of Odazari is that you're not allowed to sell Behem Agasas because then you might come to rent out Behem Agasas, and then if the guy works the Behem Agasa that's still owned by you on Shabbos, that's an Isser of Shrisas Behema, of your animal is now resting on Shabbos. So the Tosfos Yontif just wonders why Rashi does not quote the maskana of the Gemara. Right? He quotes the one of the earlier days of the Gemara. Tosfos Yontif asks on the Rav Bar Tanura, but it's the same. Same on Rashi. He quotes, Havi Rashi Lefarish Kefiyo Emes, Shema Yashil O Yaskir. Right? The Isser isn't that, oh, an animal's doing malacha on Shabbos. What do you mean? If you sell it to him, it's not yours anymore. A guy's allowed to have his animals do malacha on Shabbos. So why does Rashi quote that Havamina of the Gemara? The Tosfos Yontif points out here that he should have quoted the later part of the Gemara. Right? He quotes the earlier part. He says, "Bishul the Gemara salka daita time at the basis and hachiyu uparach levin eved kiva dezav nekanye umaskina gzeira atu schiris v'sheela." Right, and therefore he is bothered. The nitziv here in the Merom Esada, we're gonna have a bunch of nitziv. The various Rishonim, we don't have as many Rishonim on Bechoros as we have in other Masechtas, but we'll see as we go along. We'll mention the various Svarim. But if you look at the Merom Esad, the first Merom Esad, the first Tziv on the Masechta, he quotes Nira Das Rashi, Desugya Dilon Sfira Le Tama Isser, as we'll see from the Hemshech of the Gemara. Right, the Hemshech of the Gemara seems to hold like the other Deya. You're right, that Gemara's Maskan is different. But he says, Sugi de lan sphere le tama is lo mishum sheila vischiris vinisione, ela mishum de mafkia mikdushasa. Velo kivia tozvas vachulu. And then he quotes, that's why it's different. No, just from the fact that the animal is not observing Shabbos. Right? And we'll have to see what this has to give a little svar for this. We'll see soon. But the Nitziv just relates to this and continues and says, interesting, is there an idea of having an animal not work on Shabbos even if it's not yours? That's the Havamina over there. Because there's some type of Kedusha of Shabbos that's going to be Chal on the animal. So he quotes, and what would you say about a mezuzah on a house? Is there any problem with moving out of a house in Chutz Laaretz and selling it to a guy and now it's not going to have a mezuzah? Is the house going to be any less Kadosh like the animal? Or a beged of Dalet Kanfos selling to a guy, right? Because he won't have tzitzis on it anymore? The Nativ just discusses this a little bit. MK Zeta Mafkiag Mikdusha Lavi is also Lahaskar Olimkar Bias the Mafkiya Mimitsas Mezuza. Ivra Halokasha De Ana Dome Likidushas Behema Shah Yisrael Sha Osralasas Bamalacha Bashabis Mashenkin Bias the Rashoy La Durba Bali Mezuza Elam Shish Mezuza Mitzalikvoba the Hulu. And then he quotes the tzitzes. Fascinating that he even discusses this. Is there an idea in the Chefza? There's no mitzvah to go by all the houses in the world and put mezuzahs on it. Or go by all the four corner garments in the world and put tzitzis on it. But he relates this to this Deya in Rashi, which he quotes, and he assumes that the Gemara is going like the other Deya of the Gemara. Okay, let's get to it. We'll talk more about this in a minute as we get into the beginning of the Gemara, which is why the Nesif said what he said. Says the Gemara, Kol Hani Lama Li, what do you have to have all of these examples for? There are so many examples in the Mishnah of a guy having partial ownership. But that's obvious. We'll just give one example. Srichi. Di tana lokeach. If you only have the din of lokeach, buying the ubar from the guy, so then havamina mishum dekam maisi lo lekdusha. There, I would say that there's no reason to fine him, to be kones, because he's bringing the animal into kedusha. Maisi la lekdusha. Avo mocher, but selling an animal to the guy, dekam mafka la mi kedusha, a maliknese. Right, but if you bring him, sell him, you're ruining the Kedusha. Which again, sounds like what Rashi says, that's what the Nesiv says what he says. So maybe we should fine him. Kamash Malan, no, we don't fine him. Let's just finish the conversation and then we'll look at the Rashi here. V'mishtatev lo'lamali, okay, that explains the buying and the selling. What about the Mishtatev? La'fuke mid Rabbi Yehuda. That's go against Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda argues, shutfez ovek ochavim chayeves be'bechora. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't mafki. It is not mafkiya. Kamash v'lanta v'turah ben abachora. So the Mishnah's go. The chiddush of the Mishtatif line is lafuke mid Rabbi Yehuda. V'amakabel amali. And what about makabel? The case where the Jew is working. If the guy is going to split the vlados, mishum to kaboy lemisni va'anosin lo b'kabbalah, because we're going to have the next line of if you give it him b'kabbalah, va'anosin lo b'kabbalah lamali, so what's the chiddush of that line? We say the makabbalah line, because just to be parallel, itzrich, the nosin lo also, if you give it to him to work. Sagatat hachamina, ho'el v'ikr behema di Yisrael hi. Since the ikar behema is still the Yisrael, and the guy's just working, so looking to say in that, then you're really, you know, undermining the kedusha. So maybe we should fine him and make him, you know, give it dilma. The Gemara says dilma says chufei behema sachrisi, because maybe it looks bad. People won't know. They know it's your animal. The guy's working, but people might come to think that even if the Jew owns it fully and the Jew's working, maybe also putter. So maybe we should really fine him. Kamash malan. We don't say this should be a fine by the no sein lo b'kabbalah, and therefore we also write the case of mekabel from the guy. Period. Stop there for a moment. So Rashi again here says, Rashi on the first Rashi on the Gemara, ma'isi lo l'kedusha, right, going back, if you sell an animal to a guy, if you buy an animal from a guy. So Rashi says, what's the issue of bringing it into your rishus? Shetehei shoveses b'shabbos. V'kiva de mitzvah ovid lekele miknasei. When you buy an animal, so now that animal is going to rest on Shabbos, and because you're doing a mitzvah, there's no reason to fine. But if you would sell an animal to a guy, you're being mafkia the kedusha. So again, related to what the Nitziv was just talking about, what does that mean? There's no chiv on the animal, it's a chiv on a person. As the Shita Mekubat says right here, the Shita on the page, the Shita asks in Os Ches, he quotes Rashi, and he says, V'lashin kedusha lo mashmakein. What do you mean kedusha? An animal working or not working on Shabbos has nothing to do with kedusha. Yeah, it's a little small. The Od Kasha, my ka'amar av mocher to come mafka v'chulu, v'chi chayovin al shvisas behemas oved kochavim? Is our chiv to go buy all different animals from Goyim? No, it's the guy's animal. There's no chiv to go buy. So what kind of kedusha is this? What's Rashi talking about? V'lakhei nireli l'kedushas b'chora. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Says the Shita, when you sell a firstborn to a guy, you're being mafkia the kedusha of the bechor, right? A karban. And when you buy it, so then, you know, maybe you were relating it. It's the firstborn. Maybe before it was born, we'll have to see, you know, if it was, by the time it was born, it was fully the Jews, whether that is kedusha or not. But says the Shita, it's talking about kedusha or not kedusha. Not talking about the working on Shabbos has nothing to do with it. Tosfos also, Tosfos Yom Rasul Maisi, quotes Rashi. V'lasha kedusha l'mash b'kein, l'kedusha z'bachora, he quotes, good. So what's the Shita of Rashi? Rashi is a big chiddush. What does Rashi mean? So if one looks in the Rashi's Bikurim, our first Rashi's Bikurim. Rashi's Bikurim is an unbelievable sefer and lamdis on Maseches Bechoros right here. It was written by Rav Avram Weinberg, it's unbelievable. He was, the Hagdama talks about his life. He was Rachman al-Islan. He loved Bechoros. He was writing this Masechta, and he was in the middle of giving Shir in Bechoros when Rachman al-Islan, the Nazis, came in Yimach Shemam and took him. He and his Chevra and his Talmidim were taken to Treblinka. Unbelievable story that's quoted here. Maybe another time when we have time, we'll go into it, how he was Moser Nefesh, you know, giving Shirim. And when you saw him giving Shir on these Masechtas, it was unbelievable, unbelievable. And he quotes that again, we'll have to mention this again, but it says that, just read some from the Hagdama. Hitamekim talmidav b'meseches b'chores daf yutes. Acho fiyah hanatsim yimach shemam. Bo'tzio osam b'yom revi'i chaf elo tafshin beis. 1942. Be'emsa hashir lomachan hashmada b'treblinka k'shagamaris hamiyutamos nisharu psuchos. Kefi shematzu osam p'kide kihilas varsha acharkach. Still open to Bechoros Daf Yutes. V'sagro osam b'livui t'mo shlish. V'sham nisrafu kegvilan shal sifrei Torah shal osis brachot b'avir. Yashar mi ha-gemara l'tocha kedas eish yachad emzugaso atzad kanis u'benam ha-yachid v'chulu yilchom Hashem es nikmasam v'chulu. But we have the Rashi's Bikurim. Unbelievable sefer here on Bechoros. He must have done it through again, because we have his chidushim on the whole Masechta, all the way through Daf Nuntes, and then we have Likutim in the back. It's a beautiful new set, edition that came out a couple of years ago, of the Rashi's Bikurim. Right, it was published in Pietrikov. Good. So in the first piece of the Rashi's Bikurim, he says, what's Rashi talking about? The sheet and the Tosa sound mefurish. So the kedusha is b'chora. What does this have to do with anything? So he says, l'fia nira, sphirily l'rashi. He says, obviously, if somebody doesn't have a behema at all, he doesn't violate anything. But when he has an animal, he adds an element to Shabbos because he's able to make sure his animals don't work on Shabbos. When it comes to the asei of Shabbason, of my not working, I don't work, so fine, I'm a kind of mitzvah of shvisa, of Shabbason. But if I don't have any animals, so I don't get a mitzvah of shvisas behemto, it's only if I'm in the parsha, if I have an animal, and then make sure my animals don't work. So says the Reishis Bikurim, that's why there's an inyan, not a chiyuv, but there's an inyan. Shvisas behemto, deinem is kayemes el b'mishi yishlo behema shichol olasos v'hishov eses, umitam ze yishrach iser b'mechires behemto, da'idei ze gorem levat el kiyem aseh, the shvisas behemto. Okay, it's not an aveira, but you're losing the opportunity to do a mitzvah. If you lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah, that's not something that we would look fondly on. Right, and he talks about, he relates it to, what about if somebody gets out of the mitzvah, he leaves the house before 30 days, chametz, you know, maybe it's better to put yourself into a situation where you could be mekayim. You could be mekayim the mitzvah b'fo'al, and v'chul, and he quotes other examples in halacha. U'kmochein yisrach mitzvah liknos behema l'shitasam, sh'adei zeh, yuchal l'kayim mitzvah shvisa behemto, v'chein liknos chametz. Like the Menchas Chinuch discusses in the Mitzvah Tashbisu. Sha'adeze, yuchal kai Mitzvah Tashbisu. If somebody never owned chametz, they're not makayim Tashbisu by not having chametz, according to certain understandings. V'dam yiksas, l'mash kazim v'tozim psachim, kuf yid gimel, ta'afta mi she'en lo bekach ad la'akanfos, pata mi tzitzis, v'kal kov makom, yeshilach sar lo'havi atzmo lidei chiv. V'yapti yesh l'chalik ben anosim, mikol makom ksas, mitzvah yesh bedavar. Ksas mitzvah yesh bedavar. Then he quotes on the bottom, in the footnotes from the Asma Daraisa, maybe Rashi is related to whether the Isser of Asiyas Malacha on Shabbos is an Isser Chefza, so to speak, not an Isser Gavra. Right, remember that Gemara in Brachas. If a guy lights a candle on Shabbos, right, that's called Lo Shavas Meleches Aveira on Shabbos. A guy lit the candle. What do you mean Aveira? Gemara calls it something. Calls it, there's something there. There's something there. Okay. Either way, that's the first Reishis Bikurim we have on the Masechta. And then just the Chashuk Echemet also adds, and then we'll continue and finish up. The Chashuk Echemet also adds, is if you have a choice between buying a donkey from a Jew or a guy, which is better? Which is better? So you would think, buying a wine from a guy, do the Mitzvah Petach Hamor, like we just said, to be Machnis L'Kedusha. But he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, he says no. He says that there's a mitzvah to buy things from a Jew, if there's a choice, right? Aniyei Yisrael, kodem laniyei Goy. Okay, an ideal, putting yourself into the situation. There's a mitzvah zaseh, that we have a hierarchy of mitzvos. He quotes a Shabbos, and he says, and the idea of having a, he says, and even though you might say, this idea of the Reishis Bikurim, and Shabbos is a bris, and you would think that it's better, but he ultimately says, no, adav likdos b'yehudi, mishad likdos b'yehudi, zu mitzvah ksuba Torah, okono miyara misecha. Right? And that's the idea of being mosif, the kedusha, that's not mefurish. Okay. Interesting. Vayter, Tanan Hasam, says the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehuda mata b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda, even though there's the issur of selling the behema gases to the goy, as we saw, he allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg. I don't know a broken leg, because you're never going to do malacha. He's never going to do malacha with that animal. And even if you might say, oh, he's not going to plow, he might ride the animal. So Rashi points out that's not an issur d'oraisa anyway. Right? Chai no seis atzmo, shvisas behemto, in terms of that case, is just d'rabanan. So therefore, he allows you to sell a broken leg, one with a broken leg, ben beseira mater besus. And ben beseira allows you to sell a horse. Why? Because most horses, I'm sorry, I skipped. I said the Chai no seis atzmo on the first half of the Rashi. Right? You're allowed to sell the broken leg because nobody's going to ride it. And the horse is mutter because the most people are going to do with the horse, Rashi says, is to ride it. And that's only an issur d'rabanan. Chai no seis as atzmo. Remember that Gemara in Chagiga by Acher? Acher is riding a horse on Shabbos and Rabbi Meir is following him, talking with him in Torah. And finally, Acher turns around and says, wait, Rameir, you have to stop. Tchum Shabbos. Right? You can't go further. right? And Ramir says, and what about you? And what about you? He's like, no, I'm gone. I'm a goner. Don't worry about me. And then he gets into a whole conversation about, no, Acher, it's fascinating that he's so worried. He's riding the horse on Shabbos, and he's so worried about Rabbi Meir. Ibai Lu. Fine. So Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to sell the animal with a broken leg. Uber Mali Omer Rabbi Yehuda. What about a fetus? What about selling a fetus to a goy? Time of the Rabbi Yehuda has the Hassan the Shari Mishum to Shavura Uber Nami Shavur. Who is it? Because you can't work with a broken legged animal, so too with a fetus. So you're allowed to sell it because it can't work. Oh, Dilma Shvura Lafayna Urche. A Shvura, it's not normal to have a broken leg. Aval Ubar Kivan the Haidu Urche Lav Shavur. Maybe by an Ubar, that's normal. It's not inferior because it has a broken leg. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say it's also Aser. So Tashma. Well, what does the Mishnah say? Vahamocher Lo. The Mishnah said if you sell an animal to a goy, avavichin rashoi, follow Paul Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on that. So it must be he holds that it's usher, right? He doesn't argue on the avavichin rashoi. So Gemara says, lotaymech, vamishtati vlova makabal men, vados lova kabbalah. What about all the other cases in the Mishnah? Deloktani, hachanami delopalig, but he doesn't argue on those, and then we know mafurish that he argues on those, as we'll see in the Brisa. And lopalig veloktani, you could argue, it's just not mentioned here. So hachanami delop, hachanami, good, no riot. Tashma, let's try again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamakabel, the Brisa says, Hamakabel, Behema, Min Ovdei Kochavim, V'yolda. Rabbi Yehuda argues, as we said before, if you're Makabel, a Behema, right, the Jew is working for a guy, and they're going to split the Vlados. So what's the halach in that case? Malinoso b'shavio, you figure out how much the value of the Vlados are worth, and b'nosin chati dam of the Kohen, and the Jew has to give half of the value to the Kohen. V'hanosin, right, me, because he holds that the bilus of a goy is not mafkia. V'hanosin lo b'kabbalah, and the opposite, that if you give it to the goy, avo b'shinah rashoi, kotzimos arasar b'damav, you force the guy, you find him to try to buy it back, even up to 10 times the price. V'hanosin kol dam of the Kohen. Because that's even worse. So let's just finish this line, and then we'll come back to another important line in Rashi. So my lava ubar, isn't this when the Brisa says here, afo bishena rashoi, isn't that also talking about the ubar, and therefore proves according to Yehuda that ubar is also aser? Lo abehema. No, we're talking about the mother. You can't sell the mother. Iva damav tani. Behema is nekeva, right? Ubar is zachar. It says damav tani dameha. Right, change it to dameh, means her value. Fanosin called dam of la koingtani. Vi behema koin my avidita. If it's talking about the behema, why should you have to give the mother? The mother's not a bechor. What does the behema have to do with anything? Hagamayaskinan, kigon diyovle behema ma'abarta lepetuma. You gave a pregnant cow to a guy in order to fatten up. And we're talking about the value of the mother, the appreciation of the mother from the fattening. That's what we're talking about. And the halacha is, the migu, the katsin and lea behema, katsin and lea ubar. Really, and once you're finding him for the mother, because then he violated the mechira of the behema gasa, or, right, for whatever reason, as we mentioned before, so therefore we find him related to the ubar too. But again, per se, it could be that we're not going to find him for the ubar, and therefore there's no raya yet, what Rabbi Yehuda would hold about a fetus. Another important line in Rashi, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, you give half the value to the Kohen, says Rashi. Aval kedushas haguf lo kadosh likarv lemizbeach. Is there any kedusha in this animal? When Rabbi Yehuda says that the bilus of a goy is not mafkia, he does not mean that this animal is half kadosh bechora. This animal is not kadosh bechora. Rabbi Yehuda just says that there is a chov. Kedushas haguf lo kadosh likarv lemizbeach. All the chesil of the kochavim. All the achronim here point out the briskarav, the Torah zroim and meister sheni, the rachis bikurim. All talk about the chiyuv of Bechor in many of these, starting with Petach Hamar, has different statuses, right? It has the status, well, obviously, it never has Kedusha, as we said. But even by Bechor, Behema, Tahora. Sometimes there's the Kedusha element, sometimes there is the chiyuv Dine Mominus element. Says the Briska Rav, here in the Griz, on Bechoros, says the Briska Rav, where's the line here? Quotes Rashi, he says, Hine hadeno kadosh after sphere leather of the shutfas akam eno poter, v'chay litan lekohen, homishum da kadusha eno cholo lechola chatzoin. You can't have a status, whether it's kadusha or a status can be chala chatzoin. Udimikima da chati shal akam pater lochala kadusha. Avo bedin bechora ein kan shum chisaron. Homishum haki din manas kuhuna yeshba v'nosin lekohen. There's a chi of mamanus element of this status, separate from the Kedusha element. Okay, that's an important. Again, it doesn't really mean Kedusha, right? It means status. But again, I can't have a half a status, and therefore, even though according to the Pshita, there's no status for this animal jointly owned by a guy, but in terms of the Dine Mamanis part, that you can split. The chov to the Shevet HaKahuna, that can be split. Good. Amar Ravashi Tashma, let's try again. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bishvura, the Brisa says, Mipneshi Enichol Lis Rapos. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg to a guy because it can't heal. It's never going to work. But what is that mashma? Yehol is rapos, usser. But if it can heal, then it's usser. Vaha ubar nami, kiyachol is rapos dami, shvamina. And ubar is like, it's a state where it will get better, it will be able to work, and therefore, we have an answer to our shayla. Rabbi Yehuda would not allow a fetus. A broken-legged animal will never work, but a fetus will work, so it's usser. Vigad the masi la masi son. And some don't just ask it as a kashya, but they have it, ask it on the Mishnah, and we have the next 10, 15 lines, is the same exact gemara that we just read. Just in a different, form. Vamochar la vabishin rabashoi, lema masi su lok Rabbi Yehuda. Is our Mishnah really against Rabbi Yehuda? Our Mishnah which says that you can't sell it, it's not Rabbi Yehuda mata bishvura, right? Rabbi Yehuda is mata bishvura, so is that against our Mishnah? I feel there Rabbi Yehuda. Shvura la vanurche, uber hanurche. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be like our Mishnah, and he would agree that you're not allowed to sell the ubar. Tashma, really, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, makabam, beim rav gachav, mayodam, alon osu bishavyo, v'nosin chatidam of the kohen, v'nosin lebekabam, v'ishin rashoi, kozin osu adasar bedomav, v'nosin lebekabam of the kohen, right? The brisa that says, that we just had on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that if a goy owns part of it, Rabbi Yehuda says you still have to pay. My lava ubar, is he talking about the ubar? And he says, you're not allowed to sell the ubar. Which means he's against the Mishnah. Lo behema fa damav tani tani dameha fa nosin lo kol damav la koin tani fi behema koin ma avidite. What is what I have to give the behema for? Hakamay eskina go to your behema ma abarta la petuma. You're giving a pregnant animal to fatten to migu to kansin and lea behema kansin and lea ubar. Fine. Amar Ravashi Tashma, again quoting the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mata Bishura Ben Ishi Nichol Hisrapos, Hayichol Lehisrapos, Asur, Vainami Kiyachol Hisrapos Dami, Shmamina. So, Rabbi Yehuda does not have to be against the Mishnah, he's Mechalik between a broken-legged animal, which is Mutter, and Ubar, he would agree, is Asur. Ibai Luhu, next question. Machar Behema Lubareha. What if an animal's not pregnant? Is there any issue with selling an animal to a donkey, let's say, to a guy that might become pregnant, and I'm selling the animal legabe its future fetuses, right? And that's the shiloh that is asked. Rashi quotes sha'adayin lo nesabra, and you sold him all the vlados that will come out, but you didn't sell the animal itself. My so tiboy Rabbi Yehuda tiboy Rabban. You can ask it according to either tiboy Rabbi Yehuda. You according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the shiloh ad kan lo kosher Rabbi Yehuda ela b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell a broken leg animal. Why delo asi lechlufe? Nobody's going to come get confused to think if you can sell an animal with a broken leg, you can sell a healthy animal. Those are very different. Nobody's going to get confused. Aval shlema, but here, selling a fully healthy animal, but you're not really selling it. You're just selling it for the future fetuses. The asi lechlufe, that could be very confusing. People would think that you sell regular animals. So usser. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that's usser. Oh, Dilma, or the opposite. Uma shvura de paska mine. Buy a shvura. If I sell the broken-legged animal, which is totally now separated from me, right, if Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to sell a broken-legged animal, which is totally not mine anymore, v'kol shekein shlema de lo paska mine. So surely, this should be mutter, because the animal is still half-connected to me. I own the animal. I just sold it for the fetuses. So that's the question of the Rabbi Yehuda, or tibay l'rabanan, or that's within Rabbi Yehuda we have the question, and with the rabbanan also, akal l'kasi rabbanan el b'shura. Maybe the rabbanan argue with Yehuda and say you can't sell a broken-legged animal to paska mine, because there, it's totally not mine anymore. That's why it's usser. Aval shleima de lo paska mine sharu. Here maybe it will be mutter. O dilma, or the opposite. Uma shvura de lo asi lechlufe asri. If a broken legged animal, which you're not going to get confused with a healthy animal, and yet they usser, the kol shekein shleima de asi lechlufe. So surely shleima, it could be confused. So that's the shaila. We could have the question in the Rabbanan or within Rabbi Yehuda. So it says the Gemara, v'tayim of the Rabbanan mishim hachihu. Do the Rabbanan really say that the isser is because you might get confused with a healthy animal? Right? That's why they say it's usser they argue on the Rabbi Yehuda in this case. V'tanya, but look, amar lo the Rabbi Yehuda. They say to Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo marbiyan al aviyoldos. Isn't the issue, why do they say you can't sell a broken-legged animal? Because the goy might mate this broken-legged animal and produce healthy children. The issue isn't because you might get confused with selling healthy animals. This broken-legged animal might bring children. Alma mishum ubarahi. The whole point is because of the fetuses. And Rashi adds, so proof from here that according to the Rabbanan, for sure it's aser to sell a behema l'ubareha. Because the whole purpose of the shvur is aser for the future fetuses, so surely just selling an animal. So Gemara says, Hachika Amalei. No, maybe you can understand the Brisa differently. Taima Didon, the Rabbanan are saying, talking to Rabbi Yehuda, our reason, Mishum Dasei Lachlufei Bebehema. The reason we would say you can't sell the broken animal is because it might get mixed up. Ela At, my time is Sharis. Why do you say that you can sell a broken legged animal, Mishum Del Ein Yechol Rapos? It will never get healed. Command the Zavon L'Shchita Dami. It's Ki'ilu, you sold it to Shecht, and they're never going to work it. What do you mean? Valo Marbino Levi Yaldos. But he might made it. The Kivan Marbino Levi Yaldos, Mashela, he'll delay doing anything. Va'amar Lahu, and therefore, that's why even Lishita Schay should be worried. Va'amar Lahu, and Rebuta answers back, Lishikitele, Lo Makabel Sachar. Rebuta says, a broken legged animal is never going to have kids, never going to have offspring. So I'm not worried about that. It's Machlokas and Metzias. Either way, not for now. But either way, so the Rabbanan, we still don't have an answer. We try to bring a raya from this brisa for the Rabbanan Shita, no answer. Tashma, let's try again. Vanosin lo bekabbalah, our Mishnah. If you give it to the goy bekabbalah, as he's going to take part of it, it doesn't say avavishene rashoy on that line of the Mishnah. So it must be that it's mutter. It's mutter to give it to the goy with certain percentages of the fetuses. So where it says, what, having a partnership with the guy is mutter? The Gemara doesn't say it's mutter there too. You're not allowed to have a partnership with a guy. Maybe he'll be chayev a shvua to you. He'll swear in the name of his idol. And it's your problem to cause the guy to make a shvua in the name of Avodah Zarah. Ella, so what must you say on that line of the Mishnah? Tana mechira v'hu adin l'shutfis. It must be. It says ein rashai on the mechira line earlier in the Mishnah, and it means it on the later line for shutfis too. So achanami tana mechira v'hu adin l'kablanis. So it must be that this is included. Umaycha the mechira did not cut. Why did it only choose to write that line by mechira and not kabbalah? The ikar mechirahi. The ikar problem is by selling it, not by the nesina. But either way, the issue applies to both. What about Bizman Hazeh, about Shutfis with a Goy? So Tosfos talks about it here. Many know the Tosfos in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, but it also appears here. Tosfos here talks about, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? Rebbeinu, in the middle of Tosfos Shema. O Pir Shebeinu Tam. Bizman Hazeh, Kula Nishbaen Bekadshim. Vein Tosfos B'Shem Elo B'Yem Elohus. V'yavu B'Shem Azkirin Imam Shem Shamayim. Ein Zeh Avodas Kochavim. Kidaitam L'Shem Oseh Shemayim V'Aretz.
They also believe in God, says Tosfos.
Remember, in Christian Europe, Tosfos is talking about here. They also believe in God. The Ava gav de mishtatif shem shemayim v'davar acher, ein kan lifnei ivar l'sitein mechshol.
They also believe in other things besides Hashem, Rachman al-Itzlan.
Is there in there lifnei ivar, debnei noach lo husiru al-kach.
What is the pashas of Tosfos? Bnei Noach are not Musar.
The Pashas and how the Ramah understands the Tosfos, again, a famous Ramah, in much discussed Ramah, in Kuf Nun Vav, the Ramah says, there's no Isser of nowadays of Shutfis with the Goy because they're not Musar on Shituf.
They're not Musar on believing of God plus. A Jew is not allowed to believe in Shituf.
But a Goy is not allowed to, is allowed to, and therefore this wouldn't be a problem. The Noda Behuda argues vehemently with this understanding of Tosfos.
No, they're not saying it's mutter. A guy is also not allowed to believe in shituf. That's why the Trinity, big discussion according to many Rishonim, is shituf, and it's a problem. But the Noda Behuda in Yaradeya, Simin Kuf Mem Ches, you know, takes issue with this Ramah in a very strong way. I'll just read you the one paragraph. He says, Lo Bekein Hu, V'Kavanas, and he says, V'lo, Lokenu, the Kavanas Atosus Varama, who do Masha Mashati, Shim Shayim Vadavar Acher, Beshua, Ains the Obed of Zara Mamish, Raksha Mashati, Shim Shayim Vadavar Acher. But Zematzinu, it's not really calling it, you know, he doesn't mean the Shituf in the Shvua, but not that Shituf is Mutter. Right, it's not that's Mutter. And he talks about the continuation, and he quotes this from other Achron in the Me'il Tztaka. But either way, that's Lamaisa, Tosfos, the Ramah, the Noda Behuda, and others. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Tashma. Again, the next two Dafim will be put up from the last cycle, I think. Again, the next week or so, over Yontif, will be mostly from the last cycle until we get back to a regular schedule after Yontif.